Preparedness Radio Network. This live show is brought to you by the Wonder Mill Company located in Pocatello, Idaho. Wonder Mill produces the world's number one rated electric grain mill and the world's best and fastest manual hand grinders. The only company in the world with both types of grain mills. Wonder Mill products just make better flour. Wonder Mill products increase your baking and menu selections and help make all of your food more delightful. The company's newest kitchen appliance is the highly acclaimed Wonder Mix Kitchen Mixer and Blender. This combination appliance will help you create tasty recipes and healthier meals with fresh, home-ground flour. Preparedness Radio's presentation of self-reliance, survival, and homesteading information will help you develop your family's distinctive preparedness lifestyle. Listen now to your show hosts and their guests on Preparedness Radio.
Welcome to Barefoot is Legal. Our co-host this week, Tony, will not be joining us. She is caught up in this weather affecting most of the East Coast. Hopefully she's okay. Fortunately, it looks like the storm turned out to sea a little bit, but we're still praying for everybody up there. There is a lot of weather that is still a lot of flooding issues with all the saturation they've received with rain already. I know even here in Florida, we've received quite a bit of saturation. So I can imagine adding to it as they're getting right now. So we wish her the best. This week, we want to actually talk a little bit about the storm. One of the things I've noticed in following the coverage is a lot of people going out and about barefoot, obviously because of the weather and the rain, and actually the Weather Channel is actually advising against it because of the debris that could be underneath, and in that case, I guess I can kind of agree. But it did make me think about, have you ever been out in a public place and it started pouring rain and people took their shoes off? What's amazing to me is the minute it stops, they're all putting their wet shoes back on. I've always been floored by that. I was at a large event not that long ago, and it started pouring out of nowhere. And many people took their shoes off, but the second it stopped raining, they put them back on. I just couldn't figure that out for the life of me. Of course, I didn't have any on to begin with, so it just struck me as funny. Our guest line is open, so please feel free to call in. It's 347-324-3704. Again, that's 347-324-3704. We would love to have you on the show. Please feel free to call in. We're eagerly waiting to hear from you. I was expecting a guest this week, but again, with the issue with the weather, I don't know if they're going to be calling in as well. We have Luke McLaughlin, who has a holistic survival school, and he was going to talk about the benefits of barefoot walking. He does have a YouTube video out there. If you go to YouTube, it's called Why Walk Barefoot by Luke McLaughlin. I'm going to copy that into the chat room. I'll be in the Freedomizer chat room. So if you've ever had experience of walking in nature or walking in general barefoot, please feel free to call in. We're definitely welcome to have some people call in today. Look forward to hearing from you. Our previous host, Sierra, I was speaking with her a little bit, actually chatting over the messenger, and she had a great time. She went to a Comic-Con, and it was kind of cool because they actually had right in their paperwork that they were not requiring shoes. So she had a wonderful time, not to say the least. Definitely miss speaking with her every week. Hopefully she'll be able to call in as a guest at some point. We definitely look forward to hearing from her as well. And seeing more and more articles online about the benefits of going barefoot. We talk about this quite a bit week after week. It always amazes me to see how many people say that people would go barefoot if they could. I don't understand what's holding them back. There seems to be this belief that there's rules, laws, and health codes, and actually none of that's true. It's not against the law to go into any public place barefoot. It's not against the law to drive barefoot. Go and try it. You will find that, yes, a store owner can, if you're in their establishment, can ask you to leave if you're barefoot. It's their right to do that. However, I've always found it interesting where if somebody tells me I can't be in a place if I'm barefoot because they don't feel it's safe, and I go back out to, hypothetically, I go back out to my car and put shoes on and come back in and was to have an accident, how that would play out. So I don't think it's really thought through sometimes. To me, wearing high heels or flip-flops or, even a shoe that has a very slick sole on it with no traction is way more dangerous than simply just not having shoes on. But it's always viewed that way. As I mentioned earlier, Weather Channel is advising people to be very careful. And again, I can kind of see that if there's debris floating around, there is some logic to that. But in general, in most activities that people engage in, it really is not that dangerous to go there. I would actually say in my own experience over 25-plus years, I find that I have less injuries than most people that wear shoes. And I've even talked to a doctor about that. They kind of tended to agree. I mean, the shoe has so many friction points, and the way that it's shaping the foot and holding it in and changing the geometry, the biomechanics of our bodies, causes more harm than it could ever provide us good. Obviously, if you're doing a dangerous task like welding or in a very an area with a lot of debris around or whatever it may be, sure there are advantages, but again, I treat it more like any other safety device that you use, safety glasses or earplugs or a helmet or whatever it may be. You're not going to walk around with them all the time, but if you're in a situation where you need them, then by all means, then you would definitely want to use them. I still stick to my point about I think it is way more dangerous to wear them all the time than it is to not. In health in general, not just the healthy alignment of everything, back pain and knee pain and every other joint pain, it's all connected. And when you throw yourself out of alignment, it's definitely going to affect that. We're still waiting on some call-ins. I'm expecting some call-ins today, so actually leaving time open for that. Again, it's 347-324-3704. So please feel free to call in. We'd love to hear from you. Again, it's 347-324-3704. And we're standing by here on the lines, and definitely glad to talk with you, whether you're somebody that's currently going barefoot or thinking about it or just has anything to express on it. One of the things we do each week is talk about places we've gone barefoot in the prior week and any reactions we've had. And for this past week, I really haven't been out that much. I've been more of a homebody, in Shake, Hardee's, more of the fast food restaurants. I've been working on some projects around the house, so I've been focusing more on that. Trying to think of where else at the moment. a gate gas station. When there for lunch, we actually call it roller food. We grab the hot dog or something off the, they have a deal, and sometimes we just for a quick junk food fix, we'll go in there. And we sit in there and eat as well. So never had a problem. And in fact, never had a problem in any of the places. So I feel it's been very fortunate. I'm still amazed. I just see any other barefooters with the increase of people joining the Society for Barefoot Living and all of the information online and all the people that are talking about joining this type of a lifestyle. I just don't see it. And I know I'm just have a view to a small fraction of the world here, but I would think I'd at least see some. So I encourage people to get out there, try it. I think if you give it a chance, really take the time to slowly acclimate and try it, you'll actually like it. Funny, again, I often see these comments that people write on Society for Barefoot Living. It's not people have absolutely no problems in a specific place. Other people constantly have problems, and it all comes down to people. It's not really the places. It's people that are working there and their views towards it. And that is something we have to overcome. However, I've also seen where when somebody's pushed back and actually sent letters to the corporate offices, more often than not, they will come back and say that their customer is perfectly welcome in their barefoot. And actually, so again, don't be intimidated just because you come up against somebody that's questioning your choice. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. It's not illegal. There has been a social stigma for quite a while, but you think of all the other changes in society and social issues that have been challenged and overcome, this will be as well. You have to remember you're not doing anything illegal, anything immoral. It is simply to have a better, healthier lifestyle. So again, I encourage you to get out there and try it. Just got a thing that said 90 seconds left on the episode, so if I drop, I'll be back in a moment. I don't know if somehow or another I didn't key in the right amount of time. And I apologize for that. So I'm going to take a quick break and dial back.